Joining us right now is Matt Rosenberg. He's the author of the new book, What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Matt, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good this afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
So it was back, during the summer of riots that you went back to Chicago to check out your hometown. How did that work out?
Well, it worked out quite interestingly, actually. I moved back into the South Side where I was raised. I lived in Chicago for 30 years, from the age of 6 years old into my mid-30s. I moved into Bridgeport, which is the ancestral home of all of Chicago's great Irish mayors and some of the not-so-great ones, and I went deep into the South Side on a regular basis to talk to Black people in their homes and in their workplaces about what's gone wrong and how we need to get about fixing it. Did a lot of policy research, too, talked to some experts, put it all together, and this came out. I'm back there now, and it's damn near terrifying, I'll tell you.
So what are you finding out? What are the policies that these Democrats are imposing that are not imposing that are so dangerous? I mean, I'm looking at Chicago right now, 675 total homicides for the year. They're just one shy of their record year last year, and it's only October.
Yeah, I think so-called bail reform, and put that in scare quotes for sure, bail reform has been a big part of it. Originally, of course, it was meant to let out before trial on low cash or no cash bail nonviolent first-time offenders. Problem is they've extended that to repeat violent offenders, and very often even before they go to trial for whatever they've just been arrested for, which might be a carjacking, a shooting, or even a murder, they're let out and often do the same thing all over again. So that's just been a huge problem. Other policies have included a lukewarmness towards school choice. There's now a growth cap agreed to by Mayor Lori Lightfoot at the insistence of the teachers union, a growth cap on charter schools. We've got a moratorium on closure of regular public schools. Many of them are under-enrolled because people are voting with their feet. They're leaving regular public schools for charter schools and private schools. Those are a few policies that are bad. I think the failure to go back to foot patrols in community policing to cut violent crime, which has worked here before, the failure to re-implement foot patrols is huge. And then, of course, you've got public employee pension debt. We're paying out $2 or $3 billion a year to former city workers to not work. That's going to go up to more than $5 billion a year before terribly long. There's no money in the kitty really to pay for it. So taxes keep going up and the Black middle class leaves. It's hollowed out. And so we got ghost neighborhoods in a lot of the Black areas on the South and West Side. And those are already violent and scary. But as more people leave because of the taxes, the mismanagement, they become even more crime-ridden and more scary. So we're really behind the eight ball here. The good news is, and I found this out, there are success stories. There are also churches and nonprofits working, doing good things, and there are people living on the South Side and the West Side with what I call moral authority. And in a way, a lot of this goes back to the family. So there is some hope here, but people really need a hand up from a better class of elected officials.
Oh, yeah.
And we certainly do not have that now.
No, we do not. And in fact, we're not only just seeing this in Chicago, we're seeing it in Atlanta, Detroit, Baltimore, Los Angeles, San Francisco. It's Democrat policies that ultimately lead to failure and high crime rates, isn't it?
It is indeed. And from Chicago's mayor and many others in the big cities, we hear this continual mantra of systemic racism. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the problem right now. This city certainly has had a detailed and dark past where real systemic racism certainly did exist for many decades. But right now in 2021 and last year, that was not and is not the problem. The problem from which we suffer is what I call systemic misrule by an urban political elite that happens to be primarily of color. And we have not only endemic corruption, but rigged rules of governance, too. And so, and this one will catch your attention, I think. Mm-hmm. We have 33% voter turnout, that's all, in our local elections.
Right.
But that same local electorate turns out 70% plus when we have a presidential election.
Yeah.
Well, we should change state law to tie the two elections together, but the powers that be here don't want that, because who shows up when it's 33% turnout? Public employee union members and white progressives. So there's a lot of inside baseball behind the scenes that helps maintain things the way they are, and that's a crying shame.
You're exactly right. So, but it's more people getting out. Well, here's the question, though. If they know the people are living in these cities, they're experiencing the high crime rate, they're experiencing the high murder rate. When does it get into their heads that, hey, maybe we need to change the people that are running this town?
I know it's a great mystery, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think that over time, they learn to be apathetic because they figure, what difference does it make? Government is rotten. Things stay rotten. I voted for this guy once. I voted for that gal the other time. Doesn't seem to make a difference. And I hate to be cynical, but I think the elected class likes it this way. Failure is their political success strategy. Sounds nuts, but think about it. The fewer people that turn out to vote, the more people who disengage, the better they do, because they've got their old reliable voters, namely the political patronage employees and more so the public employee union members. So all of this suits them just fine. I think there needs to be a massive sort of civic endeavor here to relight the fire around civic engagement.
Yeah.
And it sounds crazy, but the local elected office that we ignore the most and are least informed on is always judicial elections, right?
Right.
And we need engagement on those elections more than any others, because these obscure judges, in our case in the Cook County Circuit Court system, these are the guys who are misapplying bail reform and letting folks out that shouldn't be let out. So they should be held to account by the media and others before the elections. And we need to know, how do you feel about crime and punishment, Mr. or Mrs. Judicial Candidate?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we absolutely should. But you know what? I always say I don't consider judicial elections small, but the smaller the office, the more it affects you on a day-to-day basis, right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually true. Like the county, tax assessor, stuff like that.
Soil and Water Commission, whatever it is. Matt Rosenberg, author of the new book, What's Next? Chicago Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk soon. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you kindly.
Take care. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD.